This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Welcome and good afternoon. Welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. We are live at the Beacon Building. We're at 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester. And it is a gorgeous, gorgeous Tuesday out there today. You are listening to The Pulse. It's 107.7. You can also stream us live on the World Wide Web at WTPLFM.com. And happy Tuesday. Wednesday.
It is Wednesday,
I'm a little mixed up.
You were away yesterday.
I wasn't here yesterday.
We'll get to that in a minute. But just a quick update on the parking police. They were pretty much combing the area where you and I park. When I got here, but I think that was it. She was moving on. I didn't notice if your car...
Did you notice the ticket?
I did not. But I think it's their monthly visit to that stretch of the city.
So she was up there. Okay.
Yeah.
Good
right.
one. We can't let you listeners know where we're talking about, but... You know, you maybe can follow us.
I think I need to carry, just some Red Arrow gift cards to possibly bribe her if she walks up to your car or my car. Say, like, can we just call it even?
Yeah, that's a funny.
Here's
here,
a life.
Take
yeah.
Right there.
That's right. Bribery is alive and well.
There you go.
No, not really. We're kidding.
We are kidding.
We're kidding. The parking system really is pretty well and done well in Manchester. I love the kiosks. And you have an automatic electronic thing that you can online keep it fed, kind of like Easy Pass?
Correct. You get them at the parking
I got to get
place,
one of those. And, where would I go for that? Is it
go,
City Hall?
No, it's not City Hall. It's the where the parking people are. It is, that oh my gosh, what is it? Where the courthouse is?
Yes.
You know when you go up the street where the courthouse is, take that first left?
Oh, okay.
Right there in that parking garage.
Oh, it is.
Right there,
oh,
you'll see their offices.
Really?
Right there. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it's very easy. Very, very easy.
You open an account, and then you just, when it gets down to a certain point, it replenishes?
Well, you have to replenish. I give it to Amanda. She does it for me.
Oh, right. Can I give mine to Amanda,
too? You probably could, because she does my brother's. She does all of ours.
Right.
But, yeah. No.
She's your official assistant with baby Lila.
She, yes. Yeah. Oh, and Lila was in today, because her mother-in-law has been babysitting. And so I missed her. I walked in, and she was there today. And she's so cute. She saw me. She started smiling away.
What is she, about 4 or 5 months old now?
No, I think she's like 6 months old.
Is she?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, she's getting big, too.
Yeah, I need to hook her up with my grandson, who is going to be 7 months old this weekend. So they might make a cute couple.
You never know.
You can never start too early with these arranged marriages.
But this is true. You never know.
So yesterday, you were involved with something that's very personal to you and something that means a lot. And so you definitely get a hall pass for being absent yesterday.
Yes, thank you. Yes, we do every year, I lost my son. It was 9 years ago yesterday, Jesse. And he was 14 when he passed away. And he went to Perkins School for the Blind. So we set up a kind of like a trust kind of thing at Perkins School for the Blind, so that every year at the lower school graduation, we give away what's called the Jesse Isabel Spirit Award. And there's a committee up there that forms, and they get nominations towards the end of the school year. And they give it to me down to three of the kids. And then I get to choose which child
that must
will
be tough.
Receive it.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun. It's bittersweet. But,
of course.
We got to meet the winner. Her name was Maggie Newell. And beautiful little girl. And Tyler gave away the award yesterday.
Oh, your son.
So,
yes.
Tyler's
what, 19 or 20?
Tyler will be 21 August 2nd. So, yes, he's counting the days at this point.
Well, weren't you when you were that age?
I definitely was.
Right. So he was there with you.
He was there. My mother came, and my sister-in-law, Lori, came as well.
Okay.
So we were all there, so it was very, very nice. Tyler did a great job giving away the award, and her family, Maggie's family, was so excited, and, it was good. It's nice to see all the teachers and, you know, and such. And when he passed away, they also, they dedicated a tree in his memory. So it has like a plaque and everything right at Perkins. And when, you know, of course, 9 years ago, it was this little, you know, 2 feet high. It is huge now.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah. I took pictures of it. So,
as you said, bittersweet. It probably is emotional.
It is emotional.
Yeah, you know, especially when you're there where he went to school.
Yep.
And you see the other students who are, as he was, mm-hmm. there.
Yep.
So, well, good. So it was a good day.
It was a good day.
I feel good. And
yes, it was very good. And, yeah, there we go.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, we missed you yesterday, Amy LaBelle.
I know.
I'm sorry that I scheduled that for the day that you weren't here.
Did you tell her I really wanted to meet her?
She said she could wait another day and come back and do it 2 days in a row, but I said, no, that's okay. And then we also had a fellow who is on the board of directors for the Manchester Food Co-op, who I think we need to make a regular on the show because he has such a great understanding of where our food comes from and where it should come from. And it's not always easy to hear some of the things that he says, but it's stuff that we need to hear.
Well, we need to hear it, exactly.
We need to hear it, exactly. And, you know, the Manchester Food Co-op can't open up soon enough. Now, the one in Concord is 30 years old. I mean, it's unbelievable. The city is smaller than ours, but somehow they got it going decades ago.
Yeah, that's true.
And the opening of the retail space here is still up to 2 years away because, you know, you've got, you know, $100 share ownerships available, but then you have to go to other funding places and groups of people and investment angels and all that because, you know, right now with 1,000 people at $100 each, that's what, $100,000. That won't even stock the shelves.
Right.
So there's work to do, but I think it's a worthy effort.
Definitely.
And to have it in our area would be terrific. So Stephen Freeman did a great job and was very enlightening, believe me.
Yeah, like you said, he'll be interesting to have on for a possible, you know, segment.
I shall reach out to him.
There we go. Yeah. You know what I got?
I got
a new gadget.
You did?
For my kitchen.
Oh, all right.
And I'm going to use it tonight. So I will use it tonight and I will bring in what I'm going to make tomorrow, okay? Do you have one of those spiralizers?
I think Barb just got one.
Really?
We haven't used it. I think she did.
Well, it's kind of like a thing right now. I don't know if it's a thing right now. I know I've been I'm always looking up healthy recipes,
mm-hmm.
and things always come up with spiralizing your zucchini.
Yes.
And all kinds of stuff. I mean, you can do it with.
Yeah, they're like only $20, right?
I got $20 at Amazon,
right.
And I got Amazon Prime. I got it the next day.
Yeah.
It was crazy. And so tonight I'm going to make, it's between zucchini noodles and they call them zoodles.
Zoodles,
isn't
really?
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Zoodles with pesto.
Oodles of zoodles.
And then this one looks
good.
Oh, with
pesto. I like that.
Look at this one. This
one's from here, it almost looks like calamari without the breading on it.
It kind of does. This is with, that's zucchini as well. But it's also with tomatoes, the little grape tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
You mix that all together like that.
That's kind of pretty.
Doesn't that look great?
It does. So that's what you're going to do tonight.
This is what I'm going to make tonight. I'm so excited.
Oh.
It's either this or the one with pesto. Maybe I'll even make both. I don't know. But
So Barb just 2 days ago bought a spaghetti squash,
ooh,
which I've never worked with. And she says that's what we're going to have tonight. So she's going to, you got to bake it and then you got to use the fork to make it. I've never had it and I can't wait to try it. I think we're going to use some of our Steve Sciarippa from the Sopranos spaghetti sauce that he sent along to us to use on that.
I have been getting hot flashes.
Well, it is warm in here. It is warm in here. But when did this start?
Well, you know, I've been having
since you met me, probably. Same thing happened with Barb when I met her. All of a sudden, she's going through the change.
No, it's been happening for a while,
and
but lately, oh my God, I had one in the car with my mother yesterday. It was horrible.
Yeah, they just come out of nowhere, right?
They do, and it starts from the inside out.
Oh, it does?
Yes, it's like awful. I'm like sweating right now.
My life, I'm surrounded by menopausal women.
Lucky you.
We need to get you a little hot flash fan to put in the room here.
I'm going to need a little fan right here.
I think we need to get you one of those.
I think we're going to get one. Yep.
Yeah,
cool. I will get it.
Do we have a food holiday?
We do have a food holiday. There's actually there's a few things on. I don't know why some days there's just one and then some days there's three or four. I don't get that, but it is National Black Cow Day.
Oh, that's a, is that like a sucker or a something like that? Black cow lollipop?
It just says National Black Cow Day. Really, okay. Doesn't even say anything else about it.
All right.
So I'm thinking black cows? I don't know.
Well, maybe.
I don't know. And it's also National Iced Tea Day.
Okay.
And it's also National Herbs and Spices Day. And it's also National Garden Week. Oops, mm-hmm. Is that you or me? That was you.
I just got to know. I'm sorry. I'll turn this off. Barb says, we have a spirulini, and I have zucchini to try. So is that what yours is called, too, the spirulini?
Well, maybe that is what it's called.
Yeah.
Maybe that's like the brand that it is.
Yes.
You know, but
that could be it. So she does have one.
Yeah.
Cool.
See? It's pretty cool. And, that's about it. National Iced Tea Day.
I'll just give a little plug for Comedy Cold Cuts in 2 days, where we try to celebrate food holidays with comedy. One day this week, it was Rocky Road Ice Cream Day. And so I found some comedy for that. And it was. And the month of June is Candy Month.
Oh.
So between those two items, we have, I think, four different comedy selections.
That'll be
for Comedy Cold Cuts on Friday.
I know one of them. I know one of them, Mike. I guarantee you one of them is going to be I Love Rocky Road by Weird Al Yankovic.
Did you have to give it away? I think everybody knew.
They knew. They
knew. J-Dog.
I saw Weird Al last Thursday. So, yeah, he didn't perform that. Did he? Actually, wait a sec.
He was. Was he at the
he was at the Capitol Center. He was at the Capitol Center for the
Arts. I know so many people. I love Weird Al Yankovic.
He's the man.
How was the show? Well, you didn't go, but
yeah, I did go.
Oh, you did go.
I did go. Yes, with my brother. Yep.
Was it awesome?
Yes. I've been to two of his shows. I went to the first time I went to the Cap Center was in 2011. Apparently, his agent didn't tell him about the Capitol Center for the Arts. Way back when, and this agitated him. It's like, why didn't you tell me about this? You know, this whole time I've never been in Concord my entire life. This place has been around for ages, and you haven't told me about this. So met him in 2011, got his autograph also on the ticket stub. Didn't get to meet him the second time around because now they have this VIP thing. But still, anyway, great time as always. And he's still going strong at the tender age of 55.
So, is that what he is?
Yeah.
I met him. I worked for an all-comedy radio station in 1983 in Washington, D.C. And we sponsored a show at a comedy club. I think it was called Garvin's, right in downtown D.C. And he was the star of the show, and the radio station pooled our resources and brought him some pizzas backstage afterwards. Very shy.
Yes.
Now, again, this was over 30 years ago, and I suppose there's still a certain degree of that with his personality.
Yeah.
But he is so good.
He's more of a strict vegan now, but
is he?
He says now, though, and he jokes, you know, if a cheese pizza goes on the tour bus, I don't know if I will be. There's a good chance it's probably going to get eaten by me or not. Yeah.
That's very funny. All right, well, you're right. One of the selections will be Weird Al's "I Love Rocky Road."
Looking forward to it.
It's a really fun song, Carol. I don't know if you've ever heard it before.
I haven't.
It's a parody to the Joan Jett song "I Love Rock and Roll."
Oh, okay.
So you'll recognize the melody, but he
and the accordion.
And the accordion. Yeah, exactly. I took accordion lessons for about 10 weeks when I was 7 years old.
Did you?
It was like the uncoolest thing for a little kid to be doing, even in the 50s.
In the Midwest.
In the Midwest. Yeah, that's true. I was close enough to Milwaukee where I guess it was cool. But
how did you even pick it? Those things are huge.
What?
Do they have miniature ones for younger kids?
They have a smaller because I probably weighed 40 pounds at the time. And they do have a little smaller squeeze box. But I don't even know why I did it. I think my parents said, you want to take accordion lessons? And I probably felt like I had to say yes. And after 10 weeks, that was it. I'm out of here. Bye.
What a sight.
That's funny you mention that because Weird Al's parents had the option of either having guitar lessons or accordion lessons. And for some reason, his parents said, why don't you take the accordion? Here he is, seven years of age in Linwood, California. Not exactly the capital of accordions. And
right.
Hey, you know what? It turned him into what he is today. So
because there's a million other guitar players.
That's right.
But there's only one other accordion player now that Lawrence Welk is dead. So there you go.
Do you remember Lawrence Welk?
Of course I do.
Oh, my gosh.
I used to
watch his specials on PBS.
Well, they're still on.
Yes, yeah, they're still on to this day. The Pledge Drive, yes.
His baby blue coat and his white shoes. And
that was the bubbles, right? Wasn't
that's
there
right.
bubbles behind
exactly.
him and stuff?
There was they called it the champagne music. Yeah. Exactly. Wow. Well, now that we put everybody over 35 to sleep, we better take a break so we can get to the local.
The local.
Yeah.
It's a Warner, New Hampshire restaurant.
And you used to live in Warner, right?
I did. I used to live in Warner for a few years, too. And
you moved away too soon.
I did move away too soon because there's not a whole lot up there. So, but stay tuned. You're listening to Food for Thought, and we'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
1230 WTPL 107.7 The Pulse, the show every weekday from noon to 2. Food for Thought, your co-hosts Carol Lawrence and Mike Morin. And we're brought to you by Integrity Health Coaching Solutions for women, but soon to be for both men and women. New location will be in North Conway, but that's still a little later in the year. Bedford and Londonderry, the current sites. Also, Red Arrow Diners, Manchester, Milford, and Londonderry. Londonderry, the brand new store with the drive-thru right there off of 93 at exit 5. A quick reminder, Sunday is New Hampshire Day at Fenway Park, and the Pulse has your tickets. Join Peter St. James for a live broadcast tomorrow at the Bond Auto Parts location, 1109 Hooksett Road in Hooksett. From 9 to noon, that's where the show will be all 3 hours. We have 5 pairs of tickets to give away to the game on Sunday, but you have to stop by to qualify. So come on by for a late breakfast time or early lunch hour tomorrow at the Bond Auto Parts in Hooksett, 1109 Hooksett Road. So there you go.
Fun. And giving away Fenway Park tickets, that's always great.
Well, the Sox have made it interesting the last week or so with a 3-game winning streak, and then their brand new ace pitcher yesterday didn't get any run support. He lost his first game, 1-0. You know, so the guy is amazing. But anyway, that's other people's territory. We'll stick with food.
Yeah, we're going to stick with food. I'm much safer.
I concur. Oh, just one quick follow up.
Sure,
Carol. And you know, our honorary producer for the day is Barbara Baker. My lovely, I call her Lady Baba. Anyway, she mentioned we have the spirulini to make the vegetable twirly things. She also says a black cow can be a Coke or a root beer float.
Interesting.
So I thought it was like a sucker, like kind of like a heavy, dark molasses type sucker. But and it may be, but I tend to go with what she tells me if I know what's good for me.
That's very smart.
I'm not stupid.
Happy wife, happy life.
You
happy
got it.
Girlfriend, happy life. Yes. Yep. Got it. Okay. Well, let's invite on our next guest. He's finally made it to the studio. Finally. So let's welcome on the owner of The Local, which is in Warner. And so welcome to Food for Thought.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Yeah. So when did you open in Warner?
Officially, it was 2 years ago this May.
Good for you.
So we ran through the first year under a different format. Didn't really have a proper kitchen to work with. Winter hit early, and we closed the doors up, you know, around first of the year, 2014. And then, you know, 2 days before our lease was up, we bought our partner out. They were gracious enough to put something together and let us go forward. And we remodeled the kitchen, started over, and it's been good so far.
This is you and your wife, correct?
Yes, my wife Tiffany.
That run it?
Yeah, she owns it. She lets me work there.
Smart.
Again, happy wife.
That's right.
Happy life.
She must be listening.
She's actually working today, so I don't know if she's listening or not.
Yeah, who's got time for radio? You guys can never get away from each other. I mean, essentially, you must be doing 70, 80-hour work weeks.
Yeah, I don't like to talk about the hours. I mean, we're there all the time. It's not about the hours. I mean, I'm having more fun, you know, doing this than I was in my last job,
which was
40 hours a week. I was in telecom sales for 13 years. And then prior to that, 12 years prior to that, I was managing nightclubs in California.
Wow.
So telecom sales, did you leave because you wanted to or were you asked to?
Just one of those things. 13 years with one company in telecom is a long run.
Yeah.
So it just kind of came to a mutual end.
Yeah.
And we'll leave it at that.
Now, being a restaurant bar owner, I mean, you know, we do always talk about the hours that we work. Like, you must love what you do, though.
Absolutely. I'm having such a great time. We're in downtown Warner. You know from living there what a great town it is. You know, we're kind of a central meeting spot. You know, I've lost my anonymity, you know, in town. But other than that, no, it's great.
Good for you.
It looks like a fun place. I mean, I'm just looking at some of the names of the items on your menu. And not only that, you've got events or things going just about every night.
Yeah. I mean, when we opened, we really were going to try to find our niche. So we do a little bit of everything. And we haven't really found it yet. It's kind of worked out doing a little bit of everything. So, you know, the family, I know my family, we have a hard time when we want to go out because everybody wants to go somewhere different or wants something different. But at our place, you know, we have TVs with sports going. We do live music on the weekends. You know, we have family night on Monday for the kids. You know, we do trivia. Yeah, we do something every night of the week. You know, so it's a place everybody can agree on.
Very nice. And, you know, let's talk a little bit about your menu. And okay. Did you see one of these items on his menu?
Probably.
Basket of fries served with house-made sriracha ketchup.
Oh, I didn't catch that part.
I catch anything sriracha.
Yeah, it's actually a sweet and spicy ketchup. So it's not, I mean, sriracha is one of the many ingredients that are in the secret recipe.
So it's your secret recipe.
It's my wife's secret recipe.
That is cool.
I'm a front of the house guy.
Really?
So, yeah.
You're the front of the house and she's the back of the house.
That's kind
of
how it worked out, yeah.
That's a little different.
Yeah, she cooks. I mean, I get pressed into working in the kitchen once in a while, and it's never very pretty, so I try to stay out of the kitchen as much as possible.
So I'm going to guess the menu item, turkey train wreck, perhaps was your creation?
it wasn't my creation, but I'm pretty good with the names, so...
Crispy fries piled high with cheddar and North Country Smokehouse bacon.
That's the New Hampshire made bacon, is it not?
Correct, out of Claremont. We use the North Country Smokehouse bacon. It's very popular. It's a lot different than your normal hickory smoked. It's applewood smoked. Mm. So it's a little bit different. It's had a very distinctive flavor, and we put it on everything.
I see that in more New Hampshire restaurants. I mean, they must be the go-to company. And I think Chronicle on Channel 9 did a piece about them a month or two ago. Pretty fantastic, the little thing they got going up there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So you tend to go to as many of the local producers, I'm sure, as you can for maximum freshness.
We try. We do a lot with the some of the farms in Warner, Kearsarge Gore Farm and Green Hill Collective Farm specifically, mostly in the summertime. So we'll bring in whatever they have going and basically tailor the special that day to the local ingredients we can get.
The trifecta. This is a really great menu.
Thank you very much.
I love this menu.
It was one of those things where the first go around, we were very limited in what we could do because all we had to cook with was a convection oven. So we had to cook and hold everything.
Oh, geez.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, it was not good. So when we finally got a proper kitchen and could cook to order, we kind of went a little overboard. That menu could have been 3-4 pages longer.
You got to be careful, though.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you gotta be
careful. That was kind of
that,
the compromise,
you know?
Yeah.
And then, you know, of course, I'm sure you know this, you know, listen to your customers. They're going to tell you what you're going to need to have on and what not, what doesn't work. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you must have already found out for yourself, you know, sometimes you have to take things off of the menu and then add new things on. And
right. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we change the menu, you know, as often as possible. We do daily specials, so we kind of change it up. So even people that come in, you know, a lot. There's always something new. But we have people who come in and open a menu every time they come in and have the same thing. They just can't get past that one thing.
And so, what is that one thing on your menu?
It's a lot of pulled pork in our burgers, mostly.
Yeah, let's talk about those for a minute. I was about to ask, since that's kind of, you've got to have a foundation to build any, I suppose, restaurant mm-hmm. upon. And it appears, just looking at the selection, I mean, Volcano Burger, Mushroom Swiss Burger, you know, from the basic to the Pigpen Burger. So do you have a favorite in that bunch?
I'm a good morning burger guy. A little bacon, ham, and a fried egg for me.
You know,
I'm a
good guy. I love an egg on a burger.
And you do that, don't you, at the Red Arrow? I've not had a hamburger with egg on it, but it sounds so perfect. I love eggs.
You've got to try it. You have to try it. It's really
good. Who started doing that? All of a sudden, everywhere you go, somebody's doing the egg on the burger.
You know, it is a big thing right now.
It is, yeah.
You know, it really is. I'm not sure how it started. It's a trend, I guess. You know, like all things trend, you know?
Yeah, I mean, we put a lot of good stuff on our burgers, but we make our patties by hand. They're seasoned ahead of time. You know, we did 80 pounds of patties on Monday this week.
And that's the key, doing it just like that.
Absolutely.
We do the same thing at the Red Arrow.
Yeah, I mean, we put a lot of great stuff on our burgers, but our burgers are meant to be enjoyed without anything on them.
Yep.
It's not just ground beef with stuff on it. It's good by itself.
That's a true burger.
Do you design or have you created some of these? I mean, you got the pastrami burger. What's the Volcano Burger? Tell me about that.
Volcano Burger is basically, we're looking for something spicy we could do. So we do the Volcano. We use smoked Gouda cheese on that. That's
perfect.
Kind of our favorite. It's one of our favorite cheeses to use on things. And then we make a sriracha jalapeno. We call it lava sauce to throw over the top.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
We're going to be there on Saturday for lunch. Now, I noticed also, and for those listeners that are just tuning in, we are talking with the owner of The Local, which is in Warner. It's right at right on Main Street. I mean, get off exit either 8 or 9. And you'll
how far from 89 is it, would you say?
It's right in the middle of Warner, about a mile from either exit.
Okay.
About a mile. Right. And yes. And you can check them out on the web at thelocalwarner.com. And your hours are... You know, what are your hours? Because they're different in a couple different places.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure I'm saying
there,
it right.
A long story there I won't go into. It's Monday through Saturday. We open at 11, close at 9 Monday through Thursday, and 11 on the weekends when we do music.
Now, Saturday, is it 9?
It is not.
Okay.
It is not. That was we did last year. We were opening early, trying to do some stuff. It just didn't work out with the hours this year, so we stuck to 11.
Very good.
But don't you learn a lot by the mistakes you make? I mean,
absolutely.
Every day you hope to make fewer of them, but you got to use them as learning episodes. And even Carol, who's been in the business with your family as long as you have, you're still learning stuff, I would guess.
Oh, gosh. All the time. Yeah. And I love talking to other restaurant owners, you know, and sharing what you do and what works best. And, you know, when I travel, I mean, I like diners. And, you know, so breakfast time, we always scout out the local diner wherever we are. And I always ask if the owner's there and just love chatting.
You know, and they probably don't mind coming out to talk to a fellow diner owner.
It is very, very few. And I have run into a couple that didn't want to be bothered, which I don't understand that. You know, it's like, what? Like, you don't want, come on. It's like so fun to just chat and, you know, you know,
do you have people stopping asking to talk to you sometimes?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. And it's just fun exchanging stories and recipes and what works for you and what doesn't. And, you know, and you always learn something. Matter of fact, when we went to Wells this weekend and we went to Congdon's, and Gary, the owner, who had called into the show a couple of times, we were doing like a donut segment, and I asked for him and they said he was away. And then I picked up, they have a newsletter that they do once a month newsletter, which is a really cool newsletter. And it said where he was every year. Him and some restaurant owner buddies, they go on a field trip. They were in Reno checking out this certain restaurant that they've all been dying to try. And
really?
They went to Reno.
Do you know the name of the restaurant? I used to live in Reno.
Get out of here.
You know what? I don't, but I have the newsletter and I'll get you that name.
Okay, yeah.
It's like it sounds like a real funky kind of restaurant. But yeah, and then they were, you know, being there, they were there for a few days. They were going to check out all these other kinds of restaurants. And he says, I always love going on these trips yearly because I come back with all kinds of info. And that reminds me because years ago, they used to do what's called a Dinerama. My staff used to die when I'd go to Dinerama for like the weekend because I'd come back with these crazy ideas. They'd be like, one time I wanted them wearing like the... You know, the diner outfits, but
that just didn't
fly.
No, especially the guys didn't care for that, right?
It did not fly. But you learn so many things. So, yeah, I enjoy it.
I want to talk a little bit about your selection of brews and craft beers, because it looks like that's something else that you're kind of hanging your hat on, too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think right now we have about 60 different beers. 90% of those are craft. We bring them in.
That's a lot.
By customer suggestion, I do, you know, I look online for things, try to bring in different stuff that you can't get at the local grocery
and
store.
And craft beer right now is so huge.
It is. It absolutely is.
Very
huge. And we get people in all the time, you know, that came in just for the beer, you know, and that's, like I said, just another way to draw people in.
It's funny, you know, speaking of craft beers being popular, Carol, as you just mentioned, we had Amy LaBelle from LaBelle Winery yesterday, a very fast-growing, not only winery, but also event center. They are going to start dabbling in craft beers.
Really?
They are really interested in flavor mixing. And I don't know if it's because there's only so many wine things that you can grow in this climate, but they look for them to be in the wine world here before. The beer world.
The beer world.
Yeah.
And, you know,
I was surprised
about
to hear
stories,
that.
Too. Her story is amazing.
Oh, it's
Amy
phenomenal.
LaBelle.
Yeah.
Do you know Amy LaBelle?
I
or
do
know
not.
Of her?
I know of her, yes.
So, yeah. Her story is just amazing.
Yeah. A lawyer. Went to Nova Scotia. Took a tour of a winery, said, this is what I need
hooked.
To do.
She was
and now, 12 years later,
she made it happen.
With her husband, Caesar, they have, I mean, it's just a beautiful place.
It's
if you've
gorgeous.
Been in it, and the wines they make are really good, and they're still growing.
Yeah.
And I think an inn and spa might be the next project for her.
Ooh.
Yeah, so
And
doing
you know
well.
You can go there, and you can buy your own part of the vineyard. You can own
a
piece
right.
of
yes.
land there.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of cool. But anyway.
But it's about Bill today.
You are right. It is all about Bill.
We
it
should
is.
Probably and do a break also,
actually,
right?
We need to go on break. Okay. And when we come back, we are talking with Bill, the owner of The Local, right in Warner. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. We're live at the Beacon Building at 814 Elm Street on this gorgeous Wednesday. And we are in studio with the owner of The Local, which is a restaurant in Warner. And you really have to get on down there because the menu is, every time I keep looking, I keep seeing something new and different. And you know what they have? Did you read this, Mike? Bacon bouquet.
Didn't see that.
Bacon bouquet.
How'd I miss that?
Bill needs to explain that to us.
Please do.
It's basically a sweet and spicy bacon that we serve with local maple syrup from Kearsarge Gore Farm.
That's like crazy.
Oh, yeah, and you have the sweet and spicy bacon ice cream cookie sandwich.
Yep, we will crumble that same bacon and put it on a chocolate chip cookie ice cream sandwich.
Oh, or if you want it edged with North Country Smokehouse sweet and spicy bacon, just add a dollar.
That is so... Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you have unique things, but they're like the right things, mm-hmm. you know, that people I'm sure really go for.
Well, thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh my goodness.
That's what we strive for.
Every time I keep looking, I keep seeing.
We wanted to talk about the music, or you
yes,
know, the,
well, I know. I'm sorry. I keep looking at the food.
I don't blame you because you can't have most of that food, Carol.
But
Daryl can.
But oh, Daryl.
Yeah, he'll be in his heaven.
And he will. Oh my gosh. He will
but
die.
But you as we mentioned at the top of our interview here, that you have found lots of ways to make it a fun event in the evenings as you strive to find what people are really going to connect with, and it sounds to me like so far they're enjoying, you know, you've got family fun night on Monday, and the kids under 10 eat free with the purchase of an adult meal. Taco Tuesday, how's that working?
Taco Tuesday is going really well. We do a Baja fish taco every Tuesday plus one special taco. Those are going really well.
Tacos is another trend. You know, tacos are big. People have tacos on their menu, and you can do so many different variations of tacos. I mean, it's crazy. So... That's a very good idea. I'm sure people really love that.
They do. Yeah, it's really, really boosted our Tuesdays.
What has been your most popular taco?
The fish tacos. Themselves. Yeah, I mean, I'm from California originally, so good Baja tacos, hard to find. So
they are very hard to find. And my good. Boyfriend, Daryl, is from California also, and he says that all the time.
Good Mexican in general is hard to find here in New England. It's getting better, but still, this is like the last part of the country that I think, in my opinion, really got hip to good Southwestern cuisine.
Nope. I agree.
That's true. Well, the best Mexican around here, though, is Puerto Vallarta.
I have yet to sample that.
Delicious mm-hmm. Mexican, but it sounds like The Local is the place to go.
It is. If you're in Warner or 50 miles either way, what's the furthest distance somebody's come in to say that they wanted to have dinner at The Local?
England.
Oh.
We had a couple in from England that raved about it, gave us some really nice reviews online. They were very gracious and very nice. That was last summer. So
that's awesome.
The farthest that I know of.
That's awesome.
The Local, the name, is that the name you inherited or you retooled it for that?
That was our name. We were looking for a name and we wanted something, you know, we kind of stole it from the UK. Every neighborhood has its own local, which is the pub. So we kind of played off that because that's what we wanted it to be. We wanted it to be a neighborhood gathering place. You know, I've had neighbors that lived three houses down from each other, never met, 5, 6, 7 years apart, never met other than to wave, met at our bar, sitting there having dinner. So, I mean, that's the kind of, that was probably one of the best moments we've had. That's what we're trying to do. And Warner is it's an up-and-coming town. It's coming around. There's a lot going on. And we're just happy to be a part of it.
The Fall Foliage Festival, did you ever go to that?
I have not.
You have?
I don't believe I've ever been
to the
Warner.
Warner Fall
no,
Foliage Festival.
I've somehow
you have
missed
to go
that.
This year. It's a fun thing. All yes, right. I used to work.
You put
at
that
it.
In my calendar here.
Yeah, it's very fun.
Definitely
very
want
fun.
To.
And yeah. I like your catchphrase, too. It's where your friends are.
And it is. I mean, it love really, it. Really is.
Team Trivia Night on Thursday.
Yes.
Talk. I love trivia nights in places. Usually they're fundraisers. I'm not sure how yours works.
We've done it as a fundraiser.
Okay.
It's a team thing, up to 6 people. We have a girl that comes in, does it for us. She's great. Yeah, it's 7 to 9. It's one of our most popular nights. It's
people
a
love
good
that.
Time.
Have you ever done a trivia night, Carol?
We do it at Jay's Tavern at my tavern.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay, dude, now do you have somebody that comes in and does that? Because I think some places kind of use satellite feeds or whatever, which I think the local touch is much better.
Yeah, people love it. They get into it big time. I mean, I've gone a couple of times for the trivia, and it's fun. People love it. Give away prizes.
We get a lot of the same regulars every Thursday, and then and other people just stumble onto it, you know, or just there for dinner and decide to play trivia.
Yep.
So, it's a lot of fun.
And Friday, you wrap up the week with live music. What's this group, Feisty Pants?
Feisty Pants. That's actually
that's
two local
Naughty.
Concord. Yes.
I love it.
Actually,
Naughty,
two
Naughty.
Local Concord musicians that are teaming up now, Rachel Vogelsang and John Burlock. They were actually there last Friday. And decided to go as a duo. Anybody who knows anything about the local Concord scene knows both those names, as well as Brad Myrick, who's playing this Friday.
So when they came together and they called themselves Feisty Pants.
Mm-hmm. By themselves, they're Rachel Vogelsang and John Burlock. Together, they are Feisty Pants. So, you know, that's kind of we were throwing around when they came up with it. But
Very fun.
Have you always been this shy?
Yeah. Pretty much.
So you're the front of the house guy. You're the greeter. You,
I do just about everything.
Yeah. Well, guess what? Our time is up with you.
Oh,
we have to throw you
out. It goes
out
by
right
so fast.
I hope you had fun.
I did. I had a great time. Thanks.
You did a nice job.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely.
I can't wait to go up and check it out.
Well, thank you.
For sure.
He's Bill Meadows.
Yes.
He and his wife. What's your wife's name?
Tiffany.
Tiffany. Got to give Tiffany a little love.
Absolutely.
Here.
In the kitchen. Oh, my gosh.
The owner is of a fabulous place called The Local in Warner. And the address again is?
2 East Main Street, right in downtown Warner.
Perfect.
Get off exit 8 or 9, and you'll bump right into it, basically.
Come back again sometime, I hope.
Thank you very much. I appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you, Bill.
You're listening to Food for Thought. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.